after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl,
T. Melina.
Yeah, it's another Tuesday. We call it Talk to Me Tuesdays. Come and talk to me, ooh, baby. Yes, Talk to Me Tuesdays. And Talk to Me Tuesdays every Tuesday night. We're doing the remainder of the season 8, which we will continue into the season 9 of Life After Dust Live. Or yeah, T actually has her weekly segment on Tuesdays, the Oh So Petty segment. So y'all gotta stay tuned for that. She has a lot of current events, current moments of people acting over the top petty. So stay tuned for that. And we will do our daily segment, the 6, which is a segment where we name a topic. And then we build a list of 6 corresponding with their topic. T, what is going on with you, ma'am?
Nothing, but it's that Puerto weekend.
you just can't wait for the weekend, huh?
Yeah, I feel like it's my birthday.
Yeah, I see.
Can't wait. So you can just imagine how my birthday gonna be.
Right. Well, that is good to know. Good to know. Actually got finished doing a shoot today. Y'all know me, one of the busiest men in the industry. I feel like if there's too much free time, there's too much time to get in trouble and do stuff you will regret. So, I try to stay busy, man. I got a chance to shoot with great model, man. She actually, this is her first shoot she's done in about a year or so, man. So, I'm very blessed to be able to be a part of that bridge and bring her back into the industry. And it's pretty dope that she allowed me this chance to do so. And so, man, she's on the roll. Shout out to Monique Rebels, man, in the building. She's making some big moves, coming back hard. She got another shoot on Thursday. So, man, they just let you know this woman is working, man. She decided to, she wasn't playing with shit. She was coming back. She was hitting hard. So, proud of her. Mm-hmm. Definitely great shoe. Y'all stay tuned for the pictures from that. God, man, I got a lot of editing work to do this week because the two shoots I had this weekend, I did a little bit of editing. I did some editing for the first shoot on Saturday, and then I got to do some editing work on the Sunday shoot, and I got to do this one for today. And I got another shoot turned around right on Thursday, man. So it never stops. And it's not even including the weekend. I got stuff on the weekend, too. So I'm a busy man, indeed.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say?
Yeah. Well, what do they say? What did they say, T?
You can sleep when you did.
That is what they say. You know, I do. I find time to go to sleep. It's usually late as hell by the time I do go to sleep. But, hey, I try to get some kind of sleep.
You get your naps in. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
So, did you watch Blackish this week? The season premiere?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness, man. That episode was hilarious, man. They if y'all people who watch Schoolhouse Rock like I did, oh man, you will definitely get a kick out tonight's Blackish, because it took a classic Schoolhouse Rock song and they remixed it. Shout out to Alloy Black and The Roots for putting it together, and yeah, it was just great, man. You gotta see it. I'm not going to read it too much, but hilarious. It is great, man. Oh, man. So, glad I got to watch the season premiere. Pretty good. They came out the gates hard. So, yeah. Check it out, man. You get a chance on DVR, on the band, whatever. Check it out. I'll remind what we're doing today, T. How we looking for the Oh So Petty segment this week? We got a lot of jam packed stuff for this week. I lost T for a second. Well, in the midst of that, while we're here for her, also to remind you again, the six, which is our corresponding list of six based on a particular topic we named for today. All right, so we come back. We're going to go into the six, and then later on the show, we'll be going in on Oh So Petty right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. And T. Molina.
I bet you won't. 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 most aggressive. Talking ignorant like you really with it. Come on and get it. Y'all stingy. I won't give a penny. If you offend,
I'm a clown. I don't fight around. It be going down. Make a sound. We can touch around. Beat it to the ground. I go hard. Super hard. White and brown. Mix them both together. Watch me dump it all down.
They full of lies. I will not ignore it. They won't get the glory. Pull it hard. It's a user fraud. Barricade the stores. In the dark. You play with it, boy. That is that your toy. People, we do not believe you. Thank me on that knee.
Some throws. You already know. I be on them hoes. Snake froze. And my wrist game got me with a cold on the road. All I do is shows. Polo on my clothes. And if you think I'm broke, you can keep your mouth closed.
I bet you won't. 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 I bet you won't.
It is going to be lit. every, and they have at the state, and they have the game at the state fair every year. So that's what you have to look forward to.
I just want me a funnel cake.
Ooh, you walked in on the right time, because guess what? Guess what? Today the list is.
Oh, things you do at the fair.
hold on, because we have I finally brought this imagery back, because now we have sounds for, we have a sound for the list now. Yes. This week's today's the list on Talking with Tuesday. Here on, or we call it the sixth season, here on Talking with Tuesdays is at the fair. What are some of the things, not that you do necessarily, but what are six things that you would eat that you just got to eat at the fair?
Things you eat at the fair.
Yes, you got to get some of it. If you don't get it, you feel like you're cheating yourself. So let's go ahead and go to, I know you started yesterday, so I will start first. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so item number one on the list, I'm going to have to say, would be turkey leg. You got to have a turkey leg, especially when the turkey leg is cooked just right. See, your turkey legs are huge as hell, and you can be good all day from eating turkey legs, them big ass things. And if they got the moisture just right, man, it is perfect. Turkey legs got chicken by a mile. I don't care what nobody got to say. That's I number one on the list. Turkey legs would be number one. The first thing on the sixth, the corresponding list again. What are six things we just got to have at the fair? Okay, so T, number two. Let me get the thinking music ready. T, what's something you just got to eat while you're at the fair? T? Yeah, hold on. T? Hello, T? I don't know what's going on with T. T got that dial up today.
Sorry.
All right, go again.
Messing up.
I see. You got that dial up. Okay. T, item number two. Let me play the thinking music for you. Item number two. Go ahead and tell
number
us why
two,
you pick it.
A good old hot funnel cake with some chocolate on it.
Why chocolate? I was getting mine plain. Why chocolate?
What? Because chocolate is the best. We're not going to go into
I've got strawberry. I haven't done that much with it. Like, it's just so much. Just that powder alone can get me.
Oh, no, I like it. I like a lot of stuff on mine.
Well, I see. Okay, good submission. Good. All right, I like it. Okay. All right, hold on, Carl. I see you. Let's get through the six, and then we go. If you got an answer for the six, we will let you enter your answer. So hold on, don't go nowhere. Okay, number three, something I just gotta eat at when I go to the fair. Here we go. I don't know about y'all, but okay, I said eat, but I guess I should say. Eat includes drinking too. When you get the freshly squeezed lemonade, oh my goodness. You go to the water spot and get the freshly squeezed lemonade, don't pass them up. I got some freshly squeezed lemonade from Carnival about a few months ago. Oh my goodness, it was so good. And they made sure they put the perfect amount of sugar and the perfect amount of lemons and mixed that mug right there on the spot. That is something you got to have at the fair. I don't care. Nobody got to say the lemonade, freshly squeezed, awesome. Ain't none of that mix. They take the goddamn lemons and the damn sugar, and they do it right there with the ice and everything. So, yeah, you got to have some homemade. You got to have some freshly squeezed lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Strawberry lemonade, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't tease me with the strawberries. Oh, now, yeah. Now we really talking now.
Yeah, strawberry lemonade. Shoot, even the raspberry lemonade they got there. I love me some raspberry lemonade.
Okay. All right, so here we go. T, name number four. What is the fourth? What's the thing you add to the list of something you just gotta have at the fair?
I don't know. The only thing I really get from the fair is a funnel cake. Like, I don't do that other than, like, I just can't get down with no other stuff.
What? Not even cotton candy?
No, I don't eat a lot of candy. Sweet to me. Yeah.
But you're such a sweet person. I thought you would love cotton candy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What do you like?
Okay. You got me. Okay. So T wants me to finish the rest of the list. I would definitely oblige.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because another thing to add to the list. Now, I don't know what it is, not me personally, but people love to eat this at the fair, especially the Texas State Fair. It just started last weekend. Every Texas State Fair, they have these bright ideas to fry anything and to eat it. Stuff like fried butter, fried Oreos. This shit, they got fried cereal. What the fuck? Fried cereal? What are y'all doing? It's just too much going on. I was fried butter. I mean that's just taking it way too far. They've had fried PB&J, all that stuff. I want to see what else. Let me go ahead and see what. Let me start the music back up. We're still number four because I want to see what else they got on the list. Okay, this is what they have on the list. You ready? Ready, T? This is what they have on this for fried food this year at the Texas State Fair. I kid you not. Here's what you got.
Fried food.
Okay. Yeah, I told you. I just was just talking about.
I ain't
they fry right these weird things. I'm telling you. All right, here we go.
Fried Oreos.
Okay, they got. Wait, watch this. Watch this. I kid you not. It's going to trip you the hell out. Okay, they got deep fried chicken noodle soup on a stick, deep fried Fruit Loops, fried Texas sheet cake, a sheet cake fried beef, funnel cake, bacon queso burger. I remember some of that sound good. Pinot Noel popcorn. Yes, the fucking wine, people. The wine. The wine turned to popcorn. I know. I said the same thing. I looked at the list. Okay, hold on. So that's more than that. I got y'all. The tamale donut. Texas fajita fries. I know y'all say, what the hell is Texas fajita fries? I got you. That's what we're here for. Tenderly breaded, deep fried beef fajita strips are seasoned with a sriracha spice mix and served in a breaded cone. Presented on a bed of Texas toothpicks, fried onions, and jalapenos with a side of pico de gallo and a cool yet spiced sour cream guacamole hot sauce. Yeah, I know. You say to yourself, what the hell? I'm going to go. Okay, number five. You know what? We're going to cover number five, number six.
Caramel
Home. Put the music on. You got number five? Here we go.
Yeah, Caramel Popcorn.
Caramel Popcorn. Where did you just come with that one? I know that's a good one. How can you have that for number four?
Because
no.
You said fried food. That ain't fried.
It is a lot of stuff that's fried. I said fried food and you didn't have one yet. But I guess you just had to take time to think on it. Okay,
yeah.
Caramel Popcorn, I figured that.
Oh, and some roasted peanuts.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm like, I swear that you was going to say roasted peanuts. You let me down. So, yeah, I can't believe it.
Mm.
All right, so here we go. Number six, last one. I'm going to name all these other crazy foods in Tennessee for this year. Fried mango loco, jalapeno popcorn, a pineapple float, chicken fried spam fries, caramel sea salt beer, crab meat jalapeno poppers, chicken jalapeno poppers, veggie hot dogs, spicy garlic fries, turkey Caesar wrap, shrimp po' boy with sriracha, cilantro, grilled chicken burrito. I'm putting my music back on. Grilled chicken burrito, fried cheesecake stuffed apple sundae, crawfish lollipop, Oreo beer, Tipsy Topsy. catfish on a stick, Cajun fried deviled eggs, deep fried root beer float with dragon's breath, fried El Paso, beer battered beef jerky, and I believe it was this one, dreamy drunken sopapilla cheesecake bar.
Y'all eat all of that.
I'm just telling you, every year at State Fair, they have. Like these contests, people create these crazy things, man. And this is because Texas State Fair is huge. You mean, like they say, Eddie's bigger than Texas. Texas State Fair is huge. You come in, you see this big old statue, Big Tex. Hey, everybody's Big Tex. And now Big Tex look white, and now he look messy. Because he ended up catching on fire a couple years ago. Now Big Tex look Mexican as hell.
Well, I heard everything's bigger in Texas, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I heard. I'm just going off what I heard. I mean, I don't know how true that is.
Well, you know. Even off of Jersey, you know, I got Texas in my blood.
I got to be the judge. All right,
see what we got. I see we got a caller. Y'all know how we do. Don't come here acting crazy because y'all know we hardly up on the phone lines. So I'm in a good mood today. I'm over the phone line. Don't act crazy. All right, caller, who we got? What's your name?
Yes.
Caller,
yes.
You on the line?
Ceddie J, late night president, Todd Morris. How are you, Ceddie?
Oh, my boy, Dan Morris!
Is the president?
Yes, yes, thank
the,
you. Thank you.
The president of late night. What's up, man?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Just enjoying a great show. Don't want to interrupt this wonderful program. I want to say hello to the ladies. And oh yes, by the way, everything is bigger in Texas. Yes.
Oh,
the lovely
God.
Lady there.
Oh,
she can feel free to
get away with that line.
Oh yeah, she can feel free to come down to Texas anytime. I would love to show her around.
Okay.
So I mean, while we got your, you know, I want to make sure everything's good on the home front. How was everything in the late night world? Is there any shows we petition to get cut off of late night?
No. Everything is going great with late night. Not sure if you heard that Spreaker and Block Talk Radio are going to be merging soon. So hopefully we'll get to hear a little. Yes. Spreaker and Block Talk Radio will be merging soon.
So I wonder what that entails. I mean, because there's so many good things that Blog Talk has. I like it, and there's so many things Spreaker has. I wonder how this merger is going to go. Like, I hope it does not suck ass.
Me as well. I don't know. They're going to bring the whole call-in system over to Spreaker, so maybe it'll work out better for everyone.
Learn something new every day. I'm looking at it now. Look, he the man tells the truth. And look, this is like, man, I mean, how did this get past me? This is something that was broke. This is something that was said back in late August. Wow.
Yes.
See, this is why you have to come through here. The president. I don't know this stuff until the president comes through here, man. I mean, what? How did I know? I mean, really? Wow. That is crazy. Spreaker, I'm looking now. Spreaker
crazy.
And Blog Talk Radio have agreed to a merger. The two audio companies will join forces to create a single combined entity comprising more than 50,000 podcasts and millions of listeners worldwide. The company will offer services for podcast creation and monetization in an all-in-one solution. Terms of the merger were not disclosed, but shareholders from each other two original companies will be making investments to support the new business. Wow. That is
going to be great.
And I see, like, one of the big things is because they like the new metrics that they're known for. But here's one thing I like to get ready to do, because that means that y'all, exclusive news, you got to learn now. Then y'all know some Life That Does Live is already on iTunes. We're already on the TuneIn app. We're already on, goodness, why am I going a loss of words right now? Stitcher app. That means we'll be on the iHeartRadio app too? I'm reading that now. Like, wow. People. This is why the president, I see, there was a reason why you came through today. I see.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that address, man. I'm glad you came through. You were like, oh, I'm not going to interrupt the show. Feel free to interrupt the show anytime there's news like that going on. Goodness.
Oh, yes. Anytime.
Thank you, man. Shoot. Wow. Okay, man. Everyone, give another hand for President Ty Morris. Well, I guess that is crazy. You'll be president of late night for both Blog Talk and Spreaker. That's crazy.
Oh yes.
Now
I'll be the late night president everywhere.
Worse. Oh man, I've lost the words, man. All right, I'm gonna put you back on mute and let you listen, man. But shoot, I'm glad you called in, man.
Thank you again, Seti. No problem. And it is always great to hear your program. Great.
Thank you. Wow. Gee, what kind of news did we just find out? Man. I'm telling you, you never know, man. You never know who's going to come through, who's going to share whatever. You never know. Money for the news. If I wasn't excited on the high horse already today for so many great things, that just put me on another one. I'm excited. iHeartRadio. I'll be able to be heard on iHeartRadio. Just awesome. On that note, we're going to go into another music break and come back. We played Louisiana music at the beginning. Now we're going to go to the Texas side of things and then come back. Yeah, we come back. I see you got your Also Petty segment ready to go, man.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We come back. T's coming up with the Oh So Petty segment. And I can't wait to see, because every week, man, she comes with this segment, man. It's dangerous. You never know who the hell she's calling out. It could be you.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. They said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm about to a trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Nobody, nobody, one to
you. I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Luciano, FBBZ Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kicking to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters. Fame, keep it player with DB. What gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing now, I let him get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.
No,
I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
No,
no,
no, no, no, no,
I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
No, 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 no.
Tryna look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody wanna grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth fierce, most rappers every town. Copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at. But never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life. But I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands. Got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad. All I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I've died for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts in a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, hit big Roseanne. Nigga hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At your funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
I had my damn stuff on self-mute, too. Welcome back to Life I Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, T. Molina. On Talking Tuesdays here on Life I Does Live, the Death Spiral Radio Network. T, that's still a lot. That's some news to take in. That's a lot of news to take in, man. That was just not. That's the last thing I think I'm going to hear today. Wow. That is crazy. Man. Wow, wow, wow. I'm just, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. This is the news we find out. Well, anyways, the show must go on and continue our usual schedule, regular schedule programming. Goodness, man. T, what do you have for this week's Oh So Pet T?
Well, one of my exes is still hitting me up, and he has a girlfriend. He's still hitting me up, and he has a girlfriend.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, he goes and say, he was like, when you come and see me, and this and that. And I said, if I do come, I'm coming with your girlfriend. And he's like, why you got to bring her up? Like, she relevant. But she is, boo. She is. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So, you know, we cool or whatever. But if I was to go to his house, I wouldn't go alone. I'd go, like, you know, with a friend or my sister or something. So I hit him up. It's like, hey, I'm on your side of town. You know, this fool said, and then he was like, where you at? And then he said, my girlfriend in the room sleep. What?
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, never mind. Because then he go, oh, never mind, don't come. She's up now. I'm like, dude, what? First of all, I'm not coming. Nobody's having a girlfriend in the bed sleep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And second of all, I don't go in his house. Because you already know what he want, and I'm good on that.
So he was going to try to get some while his girl was in the room asleep.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't go in his house. Mm-mm.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't know what he's doing.
You sound
kind of
stupid.
Right? I don't fight people now. I got my knife in the car.
Things that make, as the song says, things that make you go, man.
You guys don't understand some people.
And he thinks that shit's okay.
I guess so.
Oh, my. You came strong with the first Oh So Petty. What else you got in the Oh So Petty list? That's pretty. That is pretty petty.
The next one I got is this particular person. They always posting the same picture of when they had a photo shoot. Like, girl, give it up. If you ain't did a photo shoot by now, then you will never do one.
Look! I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
You and these things, what? They funny. For real, you know what I'm talking about.
I already know what you're talking about. That's why I had to throw you off. I had to go get me some greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. I think we do that all the time. Like, if you want to model, go model. Stop all this. They say all this stuff to so and get some a couple of likes. And if you would say, girl, you know, and they compliment them, and that's it. If you're not doing this shit for real, shut the fuck up. You're wasting air and space for the people who are serious about this.
Exactly.
And all you're doing is you wonder why people don't take you serious, because people see right through it and they see that you don't take it serious yourself, so why should they take you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
The life we live in.
I guess, man. People just, that's how they get down, I guess. That's how people get down.
Yeah. I ain't down with it.
Neither am I, stupid.
Like this photographer keep hitting me up, telling me, so when we going to shoot? Never. Remember, you didn't want to shoot with me when I was pregnant? Oh, no, I don't want to shoot with you now.
No, we got to say that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's crazy because now you want to be a photographer all of a sudden. Like, but anyway, everybody want to be a photographer now. You get what I'm saying. I'm not.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm completely in the same. Like, I might be new, but the thing is, I take this very serious. So, yeah, when I see people like that, I say the same thing, too. Like, people, like, you, once you get serious, you jump this to be serious, you start really realizing how many people are just to fuck around and not really give a damn. They just want the damn fame and shit. Man, fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, you got the... I don't understand why people try to charge me when they ask me, you want to shoot with me? Why should I have to pay you? Like, I don't get that at all.
I got a rule of thumb. If you want to shoot with a person, if you ask to shoot with a person, you have no right to try to make them charge you. I mean, make them pay you. That's how I look at it. Don't approach me about shooting and you try to force my throat or rape. It don't work that way. You approach me. I didn't come to you.
Exactly.
That's just my personal rule of thumb. If I approach a person and give me rates, even if I don't want, I'm not trying to pay for rates, I can only respect that because that's what they, because they have every right to. You approach them.
Exactly. I never understand people.
Oh, goodness. Well, that was a good, also petty segment. I had to give you a hand for it. All right, man. Yeah, today's show, another great show, man. Another great show in the books. I'll tell you what you got coming. It's community service, community announcements. Tell you what you got coming up this weekend.
Who's speaking? Going to get lit.
Oh, Lord.
But I also got like a boutique that I'm starting up for like babies. So y'all look out for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We will definitely be on the lookout to see what you got coming up. Shoot, y'all know me, man. I'm Mr. Stay Busy. You know, one of my new moniker. Shoot, I got to shoot on Thursday. I got to shoot a couple of shoots on Saturday. Got a couple of shoots on Sunday. So, jam-packed weekend. I might try to get out for... I'm not going to go into the game, but I might go do some nightlife fun for Grabbing PV weekend, so that's what I had to look forward to. I just got to see the preliminary cover of one issue of the upcoming issue of X25 Fitness, and I must say, I am very proud of what I see. I led another cover on the magazine. Excited. Yes.
Uh-oh. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we're a female bodybuilder. You said what?
Can't wait to see that.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. So, yeah. That being said, people, we got a couple minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and remind you guys, if there's any parts of the show, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's CDDYJ. You can also go to the iTunes app, Stitcher app, TuneIn app, and type in Dust Spot Radio Network. It's you pretty soon. iHeart Radio as well, man. So excited. All right, y'all, we are rolling out. Mind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J. Oh, there's a
T.
There is a way. Y'all to the episode of Life at Us Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl
T. Molina.
And shoot, we got a fellow service announcement even for Tuesdays. Don't just look at me. Come talk to me. That's why it's Talk to Me Tuesday.
Oh,
all right, y'all, we out.
Okay.
Yo, people always just want to stare at you. People just want to just hit like and they really want to have a conversation. Just have a conversation with me. I'm cool. Talk to me, baby.
Yeah.
Talk to me, baby.
So the ones to be like, yeah, I saw you. Then why you didn't speak?
Right. All that awkward shit. So, yes, there you go. We are out, everybody. Peace.
Peace.
Talk to me, baby.